This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with John McGill and Scott Barreto. They are co-founders and directors of Straight Out Media, and they are bringing Gay Ski Week to Telluride for the ninth year in a row. Activities begin tomorrow, Sunday, but let's say the launch of the event is Saturday, the 25th of February, and it goes through Saturday. The Telluride AIDS Benefit Gala Fashion Show and the After Fashion Show Party, which is March 3rd. Guys, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Great to be here.
Thank you. So, John, briefly background all of us on Straight Out Media and Marketing. How did the two of you come together as a team? And what's the vision statement of your business?
Well, the one thing, you know, going back, gosh, more than 10 years ago, Scott and I were both very active in the Dallas community and a lot of LGBT organizations, and so we would cross paths a lot, and we realized that definitely the LGBT market had a niche, and both of us having marketing backgrounds, we formed a company, and one of the very first projects that we worked on together was the creation of Telluride Gay Ski Week. And so really, on even though we do a lot of mainstream marketing as well, we our real niche and what we get a lot of calls for are to really hit that, you know, our community. So, you know, we've been working on this for more than 10 years, not just Ski Week, but, you know, Straight Out Media, and have been very, very successful at it, and we're very grateful.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And now you, Scott, the mother of Telluride Gay Ski Week was an event called GLAAD. What does the acronym stand for, and how did you think it up?
GLAAD stands for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, which is a national gay and lesbian advocacy group focused primarily on media and going out and making sure that there are fair and inclusive representations of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, whether it's in film, radio, print, TV, and the like. And so John and I were actually both members of the National Board of Directors, and in the process of the kind of the creation of Telluride Gay Ski Week, the mother, if you'll call it the mother, but the initial infant that became Telluride Gay Ski Week was originally named GLAAD Gay Ski Week, and that's
okay.
The tie-in. And so we worked with them, and it brought a lot of visibility to the organization. And then after that year, they moved in a different direction, and we continued. We actually stepped away for a little bit, and there was some transition. But you know, we've been, as John will tell you, we've been going strong. I mean, it's almost been an uninterrupted 9 years of consecutively working on the Ski Week.
Perfect. Thanks for that answer. And, John, I want to begin with you, but, Scott, I think you feel free to jump in on this one because it's a big question. How has Gay Ski Week evolved since the glad old days? And, you know, how has it grown and changed? So you begin, John, and then Scott, please jump in to finish.
Sure. You know, we started off as just an idea for a few people. We were very familiar with kind of the granddaddy of all ski weeks, and that's Aspen Gay Ski Week. And we had attended. And so when we started here, we wanted to do something a little bit different, not so much of a circuit party, just a kind of an unpretentious, not that theirs are, but something that reflected the character of Telluride. When we started to develop it, it was a very small ski week, and as it's grown, it was actually the deadest week in the winter as far as attendance in Telluride on ski days and room rentals. And now, over, you know, now at 9 years, it's become the third most popular and busy week, behind only Christmas and President's Day. So from that standpoint, you know, in numbers, it's certainly grown, but also gay.com has named us as the top gay ski week in the country. And that, you know, they awarded us that several years back, and we've, you know, been able to maintain that momentum. And this year, even though we haven't launched the week yet, we are already breaking a record on pre-sales of our T-passes, which is a party ticket that gets you in all of the parties. So we're excited. We've never had a year that it's gone down. Even when the economy was flat, we were still able to continue to grow the event.
Okay. And do you have anything to add to that, Scott?
Yeah, I would think, and just to follow on to John's point in terms of, you know, the potential, it's actually, an Aspen, given the city and the where it's at, you know, can scale to a certain number. So one of the things that allows us to maintain that unpretentious and kind of close, familiar kind of atmosphere that we have with our ski week is there is only so many beds on both sides of the mountain. And so we have, based on that, we do have, you know, a huge percentage of our guests that come back year after year, and then we also have a new group as word of mouth gets out. But it's the whole culture and the community and the structure of Telluride that makes it conducive to that. And then, you know, and then we add different things that kind of make us unique. One of the things that makes us unique is some of the tie-ins we do with gay celebrities or gay celebrities, you know, whether it might be the Reichen Lemkohls, who's been a great support of ours for years now, you know, to different members of the Noah's Ark cast, to other celebs on Hero Network and Logo TV. So it's a little niche that we have there as well that, you know, a lot of those people are, you know, very, you know, guests don't typically have an opportunity to meet celebrities and things like that. So we provide an opportunity for them to interact perhaps with some people that they, you know, have come to respect and admire for different things they've done in the community, particularly like Reichen Lemkohl and all his work on helping repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Right.
And it provides an atmosphere where they can interact with that person that, you know, is free from kind of stress in the limelight. And it's something I think our guests appreciate, and it's also, I know, something that the celebrities enjoy to do.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott. And John, how do you market the event? I mean, it's world renowned. How do you market it? How do you manage that feed?
Well, you know, we've really been fortunate in that, you know, we know that the strongest form of any type of marketing is strong word of mouth, and we try to make sure, and we try to be fairly, you know, strategic on this, whether it's, you know, online or some of our print partners or even Logo Television, which is the MTV network that's marketed toward the LGBT audience, is that we want to make sure we have a presence there, but we do a lot of direct outreach. We have built lists over the years. And we try to stay throughout the year engaged with people who attend Ski Week and engaged with media who's been a part of Ski Week since the beginning. And so we get a lot of editorial. We do a lot more outreach through landing stories and having relationships with journalists and try to get things written throughout the year than strictly looking at doing a massive ad buy because, you know, we don't have those resources, and that's just not part of our model. So every year, you know, more and more media is approaching us, and when we, you know, when we put releases out and we make announcements, and you know, we invest in, you know, putting it on the wire, and a lot of people pick it up, and so it's a lot of on ground stuff, and you know, we've been really, really successful on making sure that we've gotten a lot of hits when people are looking for gay ski weeks online and also partnering with the town when they make efforts. And every travel partner that is doing things in the LGBT market, we make sure that they have all of our information, and even our lodging partners are sending things out. So it's not just what we do, it is with all the partners and the town itself to make it successful.
Great. So I'm going to let you lead with this, Scott, and John, you can finish. I'm posting, obviously, with your podcast. I've posted the whole schedule, so we don't need to rehash it night by night. But would you, Scott, just sort of pop some of the highlights or the things that people might miss that you don't want them to miss?
Oh yeah, I mean, we have, obviously the schedule is something is kind of oriented around a large nightly event in addition to Opry Ski, but we have a couple of fun things that we're doing during the week that we want to make sure people are aware of. This year is our inaugural year on Wednesday called the Wig Run, and it's something we put together that we hope to involve the entire community, whether you're on mountain or not, where people donate $5 through a $5 admission or entry fee. They wear a wig of their choice. They can have one specially made. They can make one themselves. But it's an opportunity to, through, you know, displaying the wigs to show acceptance and tolerance and all the things that, you know, that we should see in the community in terms of accepting, everyone is equal, whether they're gay, lesbian, bisexual, straight, or whatever. And so that's a fun event we're doing that'll culminate with a small little pre-party on the deck of Guaranoan Mountain and then an award ceremony at the peaks. We've also got luncheon that we're doing for the first time. We're taking over Guaranoa's on Thursday for what we call barbecue and brew. And so we're putting together, it's limited seating, so it's the first 50 people, but we're essentially bringing out a DJ. We're going to have a DJ on the deck for 3 hours. It'll be the first time, as far as I know, that there'll ever have been a DJ out there doing music, providing entertainment for everyone at Garano. So we're excited about that. And then we have a couple different events we're doing. There's a shopping night that we're doing on Tuesday night, John?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, 5:30 to 7:30. That's with the new shops like Heritage, over by Boot Doctor and stuff. And so we're going to do like a fashion stroll, and Barefoot Bubbly is sponsoring that. So I guess there we'll have some complimentary bubbly to stroll around. And so we're excited about all the different new retail that that's in the core now. And so we want to be able to showcase that and make sure that all of our Ski Week guests get to see what the investment that Telski's put into the property.
Okay. Anything to add there?
No, I've got pretty much nailed everything that we've got going. We're, as you said, it really kind of starts tomorrow, even though Sunday is when people really start arriving. We have the Oscar party kicking off at the Peaks, and it just cut the week kind of builds from there. So, you know, anyone, if they haven't been a part of Ski Week before, they don't want to miss it. It's a popular week, whether you're gay or straight or baffled. We really want to see as many people come out, just because we like to meet them, and we make new friends every year, and we're excited for seeing old ones and the new ones we're going to make.
Wonderful. Thank you very, very much, guys. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with John McGill and Scott Barreto. Together, they are Straight Out Media and Marketing, and together, they bring you Telluride Gay Ski Week 2012, which begins Saturday, February 25th, and runs through the Telluride's AIDS Benefit Fashion Show and Gala After Party. Guys, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.